This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ismail, do you have him? Do you have him?
Yes,
okay, alright, shukran. Assalamu alaikum.
Saha. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون صدق الله العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. So in continuation, it's a bit loud, isn't it? In continuation from our topic that we started with last week, and inshallah ta'ala will be our goal and our purpose and our vision for the month of Ramadan, we spoke about libas al-taqwa from Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 26, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, indeed we have sent down to you clothing in order to cover your private parts and as an adornment. And the clothing of taqwa, the clothing of Allah consciousness, that is excellent. Indeed, this is from the signs of Allah. This is one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs in order that you might be mindful. So the whole concept of libas al-taqwa, which deals with the shield of Allah consciousness that we all need to wear on our hearts. And something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity to renew, to reinforce, to repair. Remember, Azibayalal? What does he need? He needs a Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, he still has. The man was intoxicated, but yet he was still concerned about putting haram in his stomach. That means there is a shield of taqwa in his heart. As khurus, as fall khata, it needs to be panel beated, it needs to be repaired, it needs to be reinforced, it needs to be strengthened. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy has given for him and for all of us. Because wallahi, and I start with myself, there's always room for improvement. To the meaning of a hadith, the Prophet said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whoever's tomorrow is not better than their today is in loss. Whoever's tomorrow is not better than their today, they are in loss. We must always be improving ourselves. We must always be striving for perfection, even though we know that we are never going to be perfect. Al-kamal lillahi wahdahu. Absolute perfection belongs only to Allah. And the most perfect human being, the most perfect human being, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, how far away are we from being like him? And we're not supposed to be like him. He is the last prophet and messenger of Allah. But we at least have to try to emulate him, to follow him to the best of our ability. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they claim to love Allah, then follow me, meaning follow Muhammad. And what is this word? Ittiba'. It comes from the word attuba'u, which in Arabic means al-dhil. Al-dhil, which is a shadow. Dhillun, a shadow. So literally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to try
At least try to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, just like a shadow follows its object. Try. And that attempt, that effort, just begins with a choice. Just begins with an intention. And from Surah Muhammad, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادُهُمْ هُدَى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. As for those who choose righteous guidance, it all begins with a choice. Life is about choices. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادُهُمْ هُدَى. The person that chooses righteous guidance. Inshallah, let's make that choice today. That we choose, Ya Allah. We choose to follow the teachings of the Holy Quran. We choose to follow the most beautiful and perfect example of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Khair al-Anam. Salawatu Rabbi Salaamu Alayhi. And especially in this month of Ramadan. All we have to do is to choose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Zadahum huda. Allah will give them more guidance. What did you say, the two types of guidance? Can you remember? Hidayatul dilala wa hidayatul ma'una. Hidayatul dilala is what was given to all the prophets and messengers. They came to show us the path. Hidayatul ma'una is that once we see that path that we've been shown, and we choose to walk that path, then Allah aids us and guides us on that path. And that's guaranteed. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَى هُدًى مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَى هُدًى مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّنْ. It's almost like a conveyor belt. Or like at the airport, you get the travelator. So if we choose to follow righteous guidance, literally Allah will carry us on that guidance. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And they alone will be the successful ones. Meaning if we choose righteous guidance, Allah will aid us and help us with His divine guidance. And He will carry us literally all the way to our ultimate goal of His forgiveness and His greatest reward of eternal bliss in paradise. As simple as that. So just back to that verse on Surah Muhammad, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. As for those who choose righteous guidance, that's hidayatul dilala, they are shown the path, here's the Quran, here's the Sunnah, and then they choose to follow that path, Allah will give them hidayatul ma'una, divine guidance. Allah will aid them and keep them on the path. And what will He give them to keep them on the path? A dua that we make 17 times a day, ihdina salatul mustaqim, that is literally asking Allah, oh Allah, keep us on the path. Keep us in Islam. Keep us in Iman. 17 times a day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one that chooses righteous guidance, Allah will aid them with divine guidance and He will give them the taqwa, the shield, to remain in that guidance. Month of Ramadan, month of taqwa. Let us choose that path of guidance and let us restore the shield of taqwa to stay in that guidance. Because none of us must be too sure of themselves. We might be in guidance today, we don't know where we're going to be tomorrow. That's why Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, كان يخاف الله خوفا يعتقد أن النار لم تخلق إلا له وحده. Sayyidina Umar, he feared Allah so much that he feared that the fire of Jahannam had only been created for him. Umar, the man of whom the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لو كان قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كان يأتي من بعدي نبي لكان عمر. If there had to have been a prophet after me, في معنى الحديث, if there had to have been a prophet after me, Of course, he's no more prophets after Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is Khatim al-Nabiyyin. He is the seer of prophethood. But he said, لو كان نبيا بعدي لو كان نبيا بعدي لكان عمر. If there had to have been a prophet after me, it would have been Umar. One day he said to him, Ya Umar, anta siraju ahl al-jannah. Oh Umar, you are the light of the people of Jannah. But yet, Sayyidina Umar said, لو جاء الناس يوم القيامة يدخلون الجنة جميعا إلا واحدا لخشيت أن أكون ذلك الواحد. Said if everybody had to come on the day of judgment and all of them had to enter Jannah except for one person, I fear that I'm going to be that one person. Remember how afraid he was that his name was on the list, bilis of the Munafiqeen of Medina. He asked the Prophet in fact he asked Hudhaifa was the keeper of that secret, Hudhaifa ibn Yaman. Hudhaifa, he was not allowed to tell anybody because the Prophet feared that if the Sahaba knew who the Munafiqeen were, the copper shall roll. So he wasn't allowed to tell anybody. كاتم سر رسول الله. He was the keeper of the secret of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Umar again went to Hudhaifa. Is my name on the list? He wanted to know if he was a munafiq. So unsure he was of himself. And then when he became the Khalifa, now he's got a bit of, you know, he says to me, Ya Hudhaifa, بالله عليك أخبرني هل وجدت اسمي بين هؤلاء. Oh Hudhaifa, by Allah, have you found my name amongst the 17 hypocrites of Medina? Hudhaifa looks at him and says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, ma'adha Allah. He says, O Commander of the Faithful, I seek refuge in Allah from what you are saying. أنتَ مِنْ عَشْرَةِ الْمُبَشِّرِينَ بِالْجَنَّةِ. You are of the 10 people that have been promised Jannah. But yet, he was never ever too sure of himself. Ramadan is there for a purpose. Ramadan is not just, you know, okay, I'm a Muslim, Ramadan, okay, it's puasa, you know, bit of fasting, bit of tarawih, laka bismillah, you know, baby bismillah of Cape to India or wherever you want to go. And, you know, once we're done, we go back to our day-to-day. Oh, there has to be a hadaf. There has to be a choice. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا. Ya Allah, I take you as my witness that on this day of Jumu'ah, perhaps the last day of Sha'ban, we don't know, inshallah, moon sighting tonight, man cakers, inshallah. That Ya Allah, can I speak on your behalf? Can I speak on your behalf? Anybody objects, raise your hand. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to make the right choice for this Ramadan. Ya Allah, we choose righteous guidance, Ya Allah. We choose the path of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Khair al-Anam, salawatu Rabbi salam. We choose it, Ya Allah. That's the choice we are making today, Ya Allah. And as you have promised in your book, Ya Allah, and we know this is a book from you, with perfect truth, Ya Allah, that you will help us on that path as long as we are choosing that path. It's only when we choose another path. It's only when we say, Zekani for me fatiali, after being shown the Quran and the Sunnah, then we are guaranteed to leave that path. Guaranteed. وَمَنْ بَتَغَى الْهَدْيَ فِي غَيْرِهِ أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ. And whoever chooses in that hadith about the Quran, saving us in the time of fitna. If this is not the time of fitna, then, you know, I don't know where I am. Wallahi, this is the time of fitna. فَتُرَقِّقُ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا. اللهم ثبتنا يا رب. And this is only a reminder for myself. For how many years now have I been telling myself in this jama'ah about the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فتجيء الفتن فترقق بعضها بعضا. And the trials will come The trials will come. The coming trial will make the previous trial seem insignificant. Seem insignificant. And what did the Prophet say? What is going to save us? What is going to save us? When the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, satakunu fitna. It's going to be a great trial. Sayyidina Ali, what did he ask? Mal makhraju minha ya Rasulullah? What is going to be the escape? What's going to be the escape? Qala kitabullah. The book of Allah. You know, we are so influenced and confused and diverted and distracted and deceived by everything that we are exposing ourselves to on the internet, YouTube. Yes, it's beneficial stuff there as well, but we have to be able to distinguish and differentiate. Take what is good, leave what is bad. You know, and now with the doom scrolling, you know, it's almost like a build-up. And Allah asks us, you know, we're looking everywhere. Hear what that one said? What Diana said? Did you hear what this one thinks? Or what that one has analyzed? Or what this one has concluded? And Allah asks us, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? Where are you going? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This is nothing but a reminder for all the worlds. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ. For the one who wants, for the one who wants to be upright. For the one who wants to choose righteous guidance. For the one who wants to walk the straight path of Allah. There is nothing but this Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Khayr al-Anam. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَيَسْتَقِيمُ. Where are you going? 100 years. In the last 100 years, since the fall of Khilafah and the deposing of the Khalifa, even though he was a puppet, the last one. The last real Khalifa was, of course, Abdul Hamid II, Sultan Abdul Hamid, Padishah, Unkaram, Rahmatullahi Alayhi. It's been, this is now, will be the 101st year, 3rd of March, last year. 3rd of March was the 100 year anniversary of Sukut al-Khilafah. Alhamdulillah, we have an esteemed scholar from Turkey here, Sheikh Waliullah. Barakallahu feekum. Ahla wa sahlan. Welcome to your second country, Baladikum al-Thani. Wa nahnu nuhibbukum fillah, and we love you for the sake of Allah. Sheikh was telling me yesterday, this was the first real Nakba. This was the first real Nakba, was the fall of the Ottoman Empire. Because the Ottoman Empire provided at least Husn al-Hasin. It was a fortification for the Muslim world. And when that fortifications fell, the whole Ummah was just split apart. And we lost Palestine in the process. And we are still suffering from that Nakba and all the Nakabat and all the catastrophes that have ensued thereafter. So, Satakunu Fitna. There's going to be a great trial. Sayyidina Ali asked, Mal makhraju minha ya Rasulullah? What is going to be the escape from that fitna? How are we going to survive that fitna? So, what did the Prophet answer? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kitabullah, the book of Allah. فيه نبؤ من كان قبلكم. In it is the information of those who came after you. وخبر ما بعدكم. And the news of those to come after you. وحكم ما بينكم. It is the book that you use to rule amongst you. وهو الفصل ليس بالهزم. It's clear cut. Nothing is in jest. من تركه من جبار قسمه الله. Whoever leaves it of a tyrant, Allah will break them and destroy them. ومن ابتغى الهدي في غيره أضله الله. And whoever chooses anything besides it, Allah will send them astray. So enough is enough. Kifaya, kifaya. Khunukh is khunukh. Guanele, guanele. That's in Qasa, I think. Khunukh is khunukh. Ons is amal mukh. We must come back. فَأَيْنَ تَذَهَبُونَ Where are you going? We've tried socialism, Marxism, capitalism, neoliberalism. The Muslims have tried everything. Allah is saying, where are you going? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ This is nothing but a reminder for all the worlds. It's the only thing that's going to save us. فَمَنِ بِتَغَى الْهَدِي فِي غَيْرِهِ أَضَى اللَّهُ So whoever chooses anything besides the Qur'an and the Sunnah, they are going astray. لا محالة. Nothing and no one can save them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Afwan, and then the Prophet continues in the hadith, he says, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَحَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينَ It's the indestructible rope of Allah. The ocean is deep. The ocean is deep. If we don't hold on to the rope, we're going to drown. وَذِكْرُ الْحَكِيمِ And it is the most wisest remembrance of Allah. وَوَسِّرَاتُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ And it is the straight path of Allah. هُوَ الَّذِي لَا تَزِيغُ بِهِ الْأَهْوَاءِ No whims and fancies can corrupt this book. وَلَا تَلْتَبِسُ عَلَيْهِ أَلْسِنَةِ And no incorrect pronunciation can change what is there in the Qur'an. It remains the protected, uncreated speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُوَ الَّذِي لَا تَزِيغُ بِهِ الْأَهْوَاءِ وَلَا تَلْتَبِسُ عَلَيْهِ الْأَلْسِنَةِ وَلَا يَخْلَقْ عَلَى كَثْرَةِ الرَّدِ You'll never get bored how many times you read the Qur'an. وَلَا يَشْبَعُ مِنْهُ الْعُلَمَاءِ And the scholars will never get their full of the Qur'an. They will always want more. And we're all supposed to be students of deen, by the way. We are all supposed to be students of deen. In fact, in that hadith about person wake up in the morning as a believer, go to bed as a disbeliever, go to bed as a believer, wake up as a disbeliever. In the one riwayah, إِلَّا مَنْ أَحْيَاهُ اللَّهُ بِالْعِلْمِ Except the one whom Allah revives with knowledge. Make it a point. Make it a point of your life, a priority in your life. At least to be attending some Islamic class once a week, at least. That connects us. With the correct understanding of Kitabullah wa Sunnatu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تَنْقَدِ عَجَائِبُ And you will never be ceased to be amazed by it. هُوَ الَّذِي لَمْ تَنْتَهِ الْجِنُّ إِذْ سَمِعَتْهُ حَتَّى قَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يَهْدِ إِلَى رُشْدٍ فَآمَنَّا بِي مَنْ قَالَ بِهِ صَدَقْ وَمَنْ عَمِلَ بِهِ أُجِرْ وَمَنْ حَكَمَ بِهِ عَدَلْ وَمَنْ دَعَى إِلَيْهِ هُدِيَ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ The Prophet then said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, This book is that book that even when the jinn heard it, even when the jinn heard it, they could not but say, we have heard an amazing reading, which guides to that which is upright. Even they recognized it. And so we have believed in it. Then at the end of the hadith, he says, "Man qala bihi sadaq." Man qala bihi sadaq. You know, with all what is mutadawil, which is going around on social media and on the internet, and analysts and consultants and advisors and experts and whatever we are hearing, people are quoting. But how do you know it's the truth? If you quote the Qur'an, Allahu Akbar, man qala bihi sadaq. Whoever quotes the Qur'an has spoken the truth. Wa man amila bihi ujir. And whoever acts on the Qur'an will indeed be rewarded by Allah. Wa man hakama bihi adl. And whoever rules by the Qur'an would have ruled with justice. And whoever calls to the Qur'an, Allah will keep them on the straight path of Allah. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, the month of Ramadan, the month of the Qur'an, with which we are going to be able to renew that shield of taqwa that is going to guarantee the protection of our iman and our Islam. I'm going to leave you with a hadith that will, inshallah, we're going to continue through the month of Ramadan. This is a nice topic, a nice theme for us, libas al-taqwa. For this month, inshallah ta'ala. And so that we can get a clear picture of what we need to do and why we need to do it and how we're going to do it. in the month of Ramadan. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So this hadith, the Rawi is Hudhaifa, Hudhaifa ibn Yaman, the keeper of the secret of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he is narrating to us the hadith of our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which gives us the main purpose and understanding of why each and every single one of us need that full metal jacket, Kevlar, carbon fiber, impenetrable shield of taqwa. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تعرض الفتن على القلوب كعرض الحصير عودا عودا. Said that, and here again the word fitan, which is, can be understood as trial in some parts of the Quran, but can also be understood as temptation. So temptation is presented to the heart. Remember we spoke about the four enemies? Inni bulitu bi arba'in yarmunani bin nabli an qawsin laha tawtiru iblisu wal nafsu wal dunya wal hawa ya rabbi innaka ala al khalasi qadiru. I think I mentioned this poem last week. We've got four main enemies that are aiming for our hearts, not for like Achilles and his heel. Aiming for our hearts. Who are those four enemies? Like four arrows shot from the strongest bow. Laha tawtiru. Iblis, shaitan. When nafs, the lower self. Ad-dunya, the material trappings of this world. Wal hawa, our whims and our fancies. Ya Rabbi innaka ala al-khalasi qadiru. Ya Allah, only you can save me. Amen. Only you can save me from these enemies, ya Allah. It's so important to acknowledge that. For everything that you acknowledge about Allah, that is how Allah will be to you. If you acknowledge that Allah is your sustainer, He will show you His sustenance. If you acknowledge that Allah is your protector, He will protect you from all evil, from all detriment, from all harm, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So, he says, تُعْرَضُ الْفِتَنِ. Temptation is presented to the hearts of mankind. How? كَعَرْضِ الْحَصِيرِ. Just like the weaving of a hasir. A hasir is a straw mat. Have you seen how they weave the straw mats? Straw interlocking straw. Now just imagine temptation interlocking temptation around the heart. Around the heart. 24/7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Non-stop. These enemies don't take breaks. They don't go on holiday. This is their purpose. They surround our hearts 24 hours, 7 days a week. But they have no way in on their own. Listen carefully. They have no way in on their own. Especially Iblis. Why I say especially? Because it's something that he will acknowledge on the day of Qiyamah. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُدِيَ الْأَمَرِ. And Shaytan will say on the day when the matter comes to being. Meaning the day of judgment. Day of reckoning. What will he say? إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. Allah promised you a promise of truth. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. And I promised you, but I deceived you. أكد في يلا أكب أن خسرت. حيوة. وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي. And I had no authority over you. I couldn't force you to do anything. Except that I invited you and you answered my invitation. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي. So don't blame me. مُنِي فِي بَلَيْمِي. وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. But blame yourselves. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. I cannot help you on this day and neither can you help me. So back to the hadith. Temptation is presented to the hearts. Just like the interlocking of pieces of straw in the weaving of a straw mat. فَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ أُشْرِبَهَا. So whichever heart absorbs, meaning opens up. And that's why you don't want a shield that is full khatani. You don't want a rusted shield of taqwa. You don't want a shield of taqwa that is full of holes, that is broken, that is open. No. Because it's only when we open, when we lower that shield, or we allow that shield to deteriorate, that then we allow these temptations into our hearts. So whatever heart absorbs one of those temptations, the Prophet said, "Nukkitat fihi nuktatun sawda," a black mark will be made on the heart. وَأَيُّ قَلْبِ أَنْكَرَهَا نُكِّتَتْ فِي نُكْتَةٌ بَيْضَىٰ. And whichever heart, the one that's got a strong shield of taqwa, keeps that temptation at bay, a white mark will be made on the heart. حَتَّى يَسِيرُ الْقَلْبُ أَبْيَضَ مِثْلَ الصَّفَىٰ. Until there are two types of hearts. One heart, which is الْقَلْبُ أَبْيَضَ مِثْلَ الصَّفَىٰ. In other riwayah says, حَتَّى تَسِيرُ الْقُلُوبَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبَيْنِ قلب أسود مرباد كالكوز المجخية لا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا وقلب أبيض لا تدر فتنة ما دامت السماوات والأرض. See, until there are two types of hearts. The black hardened heart, like an upside down turned vessel. If a vessel is turned upside down, it has no purpose, no use. It doesn't recognize anything that is good, nor does it reject anything that is bad, except that which it follows of its whims and its fancies. Instead of Quran and Sunnah, check on if it's telling, what does it do? I did it my way. It follows its whims and its fancies. That is the black hardened heart. وَقَلْبٌ أَبْيَضٌ. And the white heart, of course, is not the color white and the color black. This is to do with the darkness of disobedience and the light, the nur of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the black hardened heart and the white heart that is filled with the nur of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no temptation will be able to harm it as long as the heavens and the earth exist. Are you all ready to fix that shield? To repair that that wiqaya, that shield of taqwa? When is the time? Time is now. Let's make that choice today. And if it be first of Ramadan tomorrow, inshallah, let's get busy with repairing that shield of taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. اللَّهُمَّ جَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. اللَّهُمَّ جَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْفَائِزِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us of those who make full use of this month of Ramadan. To become of those who are truly mindful of Him and conscious of Him in our daily lives. That we continue to choose to walk the straight path. And that in the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, through Bab al-Rayyan, the door through which the fasting people will enter, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters us in the company of Khair al-Anam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, salawatu rabbi salam alayhi, into the eternal bliss of Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, wa akhiru da'wana alayhi, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, just a couple of announcements. Once again, we say, Hosh Geldiness, Hosh Geldiness. I've been watching Ertuğrul, you know? We say welcome to Sheikh Waliullah, Sheikh Waliullah, Kamil Olu. Sheikh is a Turkish educator, a graduate from the Al-Azhar University in 1992. And inshallah ta'ala, he will be with us for the month of Ramadan. All right, shukran. He will be with us for the month of Ramadan. And he'll actually be conducting, I mean, alhamdulillah, he's fluent in Arabic, a master of the Arabic language. He could be teaching Arabic classes, but as we discussed it, and alhamdulillah, there's so many Arabic classes happening in Cape Town here. So inshallah, he's going to be giving free Turkish classes in the masjid every day. And that will be the morning class, 11 to 12:30. And the evening class, 5 to 6 p.m. every day in the month of Ramadan. Free Turkish classes from the 28th of February until the 25th of March. I think there is a class starting today, for maybe orientation, for those who want to come and join the class. Free Turkish classes. And we say, Jazakumullah khairan. Çok sağ olasın. Şeyhana, barakallahu fikum. And I hope, inshallah, نرجو أن تكون إقامتك معنا سعيدة في إذن الله تعالى. We hope that he stays, going to be a happy stay with us, inshallah ta'ala. And Sheikh is, alhamdulillah, he's going to be staying at the lodge in 6th Avenue. And anybody wants to invite him, not for lunch, but for iftar, you know, you're welcome to invite him, inshallah ta'ala. Then our Ramadan program. If the moon is sighted, if tonight will be our first Taraweeh, inshallah. And we'll be having a recital by Mawla Masroor Islands, Hafiz Tamim Hamza, Mawla Farukiri, and he'll play me what short and a short and a short 10-minute talk by Riyad Walls after Taraweeh, inshallah. And sometimes we'll, if Sheikh is available, Sheikh will give maybe help assist me in doing some of the talks, and I will translate from Arabic to English for him, inshallah. And then dua for Shifa for Rafika Abrams, wife of Tariq Ajam, who'll be undergoing her second operation on Monday the 3rd of March to remove cancer by his directory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that a successful operation. And then I have two requests. I think oh, kind reminder that men are not allowed to sit in the back of the women's section during the Jumu'ah prayer. I should think not. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Can Allah bruce? Men are not allowed to sit in the back of the women's section during the Jumu'ah program. Why? Because there are women there. They suki dani. Can Allah munikravati jiki. Right. And I have got two requests. Just a reminder. There is still a need for our Palestinian family that we have adopted. So if you make any deposits for that into the masjid account, you put the, for the reference, Palestinian Family Fund. Both the son and the daughter are both training at the moment. The daughter, alhamdulillah, one of our congregants has kindly provided an opportunity for her to train in a dentist surgery and in the administration. And we make dua for him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. And the son is training to be a barber. So they are making effort. And we just want to help them along until they're on their feet. So anybody that would still like to help the Palestinian family can make the deposit into the masjid account and just put for the reference, Palestinian Family Fund. Then I have an emergency appeal. You know, I think these things, we know about them, but everybody's just, you know, facing their own challenges and just trying to make ends meet. If we look at the price of electricity today, you know, I shudder if I think of what I pay for electricity every month. And I think of what a pensioner gets in every month. You know, I shudder to think that even two pensioners' checks will cover most of our electricity bills. Two pensioner checks. I doubt whether two pensioner checks will cover, I don't want to say most, but a lot of our electricity bills, I doubt whether two pensioners' checks will cover that electricity bill. So where do the people eat from? You know? And now it's Ramadan. I had an emergency request for a pensioner couple whose electricity is going to be put off. They owe the, because they're not on a box, it's still the old system, and they owe the council 10,000 rand, and if they don't pay it, I've got the invoice from the city. If they don't pay it, they're going to be sitting in Ramadan in the dark with no electricity. So if there's anybody that would like to contribute to this emergency relief appeal, I have the information. You can do the deposit directly to the city. It would be greatly appreciated. If you can just come to me afterwards, I will give you the details. Jazakum Allah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa Ramadan kareem, Ramadan mubarak. Kullu aam wa antum bi khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أشهد الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله إني بليت بأربعونني بالنبل عن قوس لها توتير إبليس والنفس والهوى يا رب إنك على الخلاص قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير صدق الله العظيم فإن على موعد معنا شهر رمضان المبارك يطرق أبوابنا ويريد الدخول علينا حتى نجدد لباس التقوى فكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وحذرنا قال صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه تعرض الفتن على القلوب كعرض الحصير عودا عودا فما أشرب منها نكتت فيه نكتة سوداء وما أنكرها نكتت فيه نكتة بيضاء حتى تسير القلوب على قلبين قلب أسود مرباد كالكوز المجخية لا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا وقلب أبيض لا تدر فتنة ما دامت السماوات والأرض فنسأل الله تعالى أن يجعلنا من المتقين حتى ندخل في باب الريان إلى جنات النعيم أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته
ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثر عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين، وفي الضفة الغربية، في تلكرم وتباس ونابلس وجنين. اللهم انصر وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في فلسطين، اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين، اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف. اللهم عليكم بالسهاينة، اللهم عليك بالسهاينة ومن والاهم، فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم فرج جمعهم، اللهم حرر الأرض المقدسة والبيت المقدس والمسجد الأقصى من أيديهم، وارزقنا صلاة فيه وهو حر عزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Can you be, sir? Say it. Say it. Say it.